When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, BearCreekArsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through today's program. Got a couple of great guests coming down the line. Tudor Dixon, an awful story out of Michigan, another illegal immigrant taking a life that is getting a great deal of attention, and none of these should be happening. We will talk about that with her, as well as Michigan as a battleground state. She's part of the Clay and Buck Podcast Network. Andy McCarthy on the absolute latest wranglings related to the Trump legal process. All of that coming your way during the course of the show. But there are three big stories, I would say, in conjunction that we will be talking about. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, I'm sure many of you have seen by now, collapsed after being hit by a large tanker. The bridge, I saw this last night happen, Buck. When I saw the video, I thought it had to be AI with all of the talk about AI, because I had just never seen a bridge, certainly not in America, collapse like this one did when it was struck by the boat. They are still looking for survivors potentially, but it sounds like there will be 6 to 8 casualties, which given the collapse of the bridge is really remarkable. They were able to mayday ahead potentially and keep the number of cars limited on that bridge, but just a crazy story to follow. We'll talk about that. Truth Social has made its debut, and Donald Trump on paper is now has over $5 billion in Truth Social stock. Let me see what the absolute latest on this is, Buck.
Can I just throw a thought out there? I had coffee with a friend this morning who knows the financial world, and we both came to this conclusion. It's remarkable. The Democrats seem to be in process of making Trump president again and making him a billionaire again so he can make America great again. I mean, the legal stuff is backfiring. The financial stuff is backfiring. I know it's early. I know we don't know where this all ends up. But, Clay, if someone had told me that Trump was going to be worth $5 billion liquid, in addition to all the real, this is totally separate from all the real estate holdings and all the brand value, I would have said, not in a million years. I mean, it's just so hard to do that. And here we are.
That is also where I hope that the legacy of the lawfare is going to be, that it blows up so much in Democrats' faces that even though legally someone might be willing to try it again, that they sit around and say, well, remember what happened with Trump. Let's be careful here. Let's try to beat him in the ballot box, not try to put him in prison for the rest of his life and bankrupt him. I also would say this. There are a lot of you out there listening that are very frustrated with what you've seen occurring in our culture, whether it's Bud Light, whether it's Planet Fitness, whether it's Disney, the culture of wokeness that has infected so much of this country right now. I think Elon Musk calls it accurately, Buck, the woke mind virus that has taken over and led so many of us fellow citizens astray. There is opportunity in chaos, and there is opportunity in awful decision making. And Trump is becoming, this is the greatest wealth creation day in his entire life, and he's had a lot of them over the years. And it's all because they banned him from Twitter, from Instagram, from Facebook, from all of those companies. If they just hadn't banned him, I think the odds of him starting his own social media company would have been low. He saw the opportunity. He's taken advantage of it. We don't know where it's going to go from here, and we'll have some conversations about this. But the fact that he was able to create this situation at all is a testament to seeing an opportunity and seizing it.
I think it would be hard to come up with a way to unite conservatives more aggressively together than to do exactly what they have been doing. For so many people that I know, for example, even if I remember, Tucker said this, that when they raided Mar-a-Lago, as much as he was frustrated about some aspects of, 2020 and J6 and everything else with regard to Trump, Tucker said that it was just over for him. It's all about not letting, you can't let this stand. Like, you don't have a republic anymore. You don't have a system of elected government and rule of law instead of rule of men. If you can just have on some preposterous pretext, as we've said all along, like, if they found five bodies in the yard at Mar-a-Lago, okay, we get it, right? Like, there are reasons to investigate. They sent an FBI team into the guy's house over documents, and I know all the arguments he was present, but just put that aside for a second. It obviously didn't need to happen.
Correct.
It was show trial stuff. It was Soviet stuff. And so for a lot of people, any misgivings that they've had about, is Trump the right guy again? Maybe he was the right guy in 2016 and 2020. Is he still the right guy? Given what the Democrats have done to him, I think people are shouting more than ever, more loudly than ever on the right, he's the only guy.
I also think it's evidence of many of the narratives that Democrats have totally collapsing around them. I read yesterday, on Friday, they sent out, the Biden-Harris camp did, a email calling Donald Trump broke Don, with the idea being, we bankrupted him, he doesn't have any money, and now he has tangible wealth, which no one can deny, which for a real estate guy has always been the question about Trump in the past, because what stake do you have in that building? What's the value of that building at its present price? What is the interest rates going to be? What is the actual yield on some of these properties? We never really knew. Now, all we have to do to figure out what Trump's truth social value is just multiply the price of the stock times the number of shares that he has. And he's made, at the price that it presently is, roughly $5 billion in truth social today. And I think you and I, if we had been forecasting truth social, I would have never expected Trump to make even $1 billion off Truth Social if we had been talking about this a couple of years ago when the company idea came out.
I also am very encouraged, because I was for years, Clay, even before you and I teamed up for this show, one of the things that I'll be honest, I would just get so frustrated about was the recognition that the left had established control, not just of platforms, but really of commerce. That in the digital, internet first era we lived in, they had seized all the choke points. They had seized the choke points for everything from social media to who's delivering, toilet paper and boxes to your house. To the web servers that are the things you have to, run the electrons through to even be on the internet. All of it. They had taken all of it. The parallel economy that we are seeing emerging, and I will say, that includes some of our stalwart sponsors on this show who have been with us for years and with other conservative shows for years too. It is growing by leaps and bounds because it is right and it is necessary. And so that's why when I see the Truth Social thing and I see, you know, different brands out there and, you know, we're thinking, Clay, all the time about how we could contribute to this as well.
Yes.
It's important to build brands that share your values. I always tell people, you know, I want conservative everything in my life, at least as an option.
Yes.
And if it is an option, you know what? I'm going to take it.
That's why I started OutKick. I didn't know exactly where everything was going. But if you, and that's what I would say to all of you out there, frustration, anger, that's not a strategy, but it can lead to a strategy. And if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a capitalist, there are a lot of opportunities out there, as Buck said, in the parallel economy for you to find a way to not just make money, which is great, but to also make money while advocating for things that you believe in and throwing a punch back at this woke universe. Here's Stuart Varney, by the way, on Fox Business discussing Truth Social. Now, to be fair, there is a meme stock element to this. For those of you who followed GameStop, Bed Bath & Beyond, I bet a lot of people who are listening to us right now are buying stock in Truth Social, symbol DJT, because they want to show support for Donald Trump. And Stuart Varney talks about that a little bit. Cut five.
I want to get back to DJT, mm-hmm. as in Donald J. Trump, the stock. It's now up 41%. It's open for trading as of this morning. Are people buying this company, this stock, because they think it's got inherent value or because they want to demonstrate support for Donald Trump? I think it's almost like a meme stock, and that's the way it'll play out. It's a bet on whether Trump wins or loses in November of this year. If he loses, I think the stock goes way down. If he wins or looks like he's going to win, I think the stock does well because then Truth Social will do well.
I think there's some truth to that. Again, what is the actual market value here? Just to be fair, who is this? This is Truth Social is essentially worthless. Not surprising. Adam Pollock says if Trump tried to sell, the company would go to zero. Here's cut eight.
I think that the value is essentially worthless. This is a company that doesn't make any money. And sure, they could change the bylaws and end the lockup period and go to market and sell a share. Someone will buy a share, two shares. But if they went to market and tried to sell $3 billion, the value of the stock would go to zero practically immediately.
That is what I said yesterday, yeah. To be fair, that it's not like he can just unload the stock and then everything will be fine. So it's not quite as clear as, you know, it's not like Trump got a check for $3 billion for winning the lottery. You know, this is not money in the bank. Even with that, by the way, as anyone, I don't know how many lottery winners we have, you know that they always give you some lump sum option payment up front, which is a tiny fraction of the overall.
Correct.
Because they pay you in yearly installments for the rest of your life. And, you know, people would rather have a lot of money at once. I think, though, that, Clay, what we see is people are recognizing that, you know, conservative media came along. Thank you, Rush, and then Fox News and some sites on the internet. And it was finally possible to have a little bit of a counter narrative, right? But what we've seen is the counter narrative is not enough if they're going to control everything that you can buy and they're going to control everyone's retirement accounts and they're going to have all that.
So and every ad agency, which may be the wokest of all industries in the entire country.
Yeah. And so you look at the way that market dominance is cracking. And I just think it's such a good thing. It's such a good thing for the country. We're in the early stages of it, to be clear. I mean, if you look at the assets that BlackRock has, well, I mean, Blackstone's huge too, but that's private equity, but BlackRock has under management, for example, and you look at Vanguard and these huge companies. I know that's why, you know, Vivek has been trying to push a conservative values aligned financial sector effectively. I mean, he's starting out with one company, but he's trying to do more than that. Because if at the end of the day, we're hoping for the good graces of the board of directors of some multinational media conglomerate to say, I'm going to allow conservative voices, you know, there are very few places where that's going to be able to happen. There are a lot of places where you're going to get what you have at Morning Joe, which I want to talk more about, Clay.
Yes.
They have gone full blown insane. And I think this all ties together, right? They've gone full blown insane over, let's be honest, a not particularly effective milquetoast Republican joining the ranks at NBC News. They are acting like they have, I mean, they're acting like they've hired Clay and Buck. They're acting like they've thrown, you know, Alex Jones on there. I mean, they're going all in against Ronna McDaniel.
And they're only paying her, again, $300,000. People say, well, that's a lot of money. That is nothing relative to what, it's not like they gave her $30 million like they did Rachel Maddow. I mean, this is a relatively, you know, normal contributor contract for someplace like NBC News.
Scarborough probably makes close to $10 million a year.
Oh, at least. Yeah. At least.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the stuff that we're up against and you're seeing. So, yeah, no, I think it's really important and putting your money where your values are, and Pure Talk is another way to do that. And this is right in the center of the news cycle because it is so important right now. Pure Talk is a big believer in supporting the values that you and I care about as a company. You see, they're aligned with this show. They're a partner with us, which means they're a partner in essence with you and with the basic liberties that we need for this country to continue to flourish. And they also believe in running a great business, a business that's going to give you, for example, a free phone if you switch to Pure Talk. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk today. You'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone, a brand new Samsung built to last, rugged screen, quick charging battery, and data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year. Pure Talk makes it easier for you to switch your service. Keep your number, of course, in the process. All you have to do is dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Do you want to give your money to some woke corporation that's trying to silence you all the time when it comes to your cell phone? Or do you actually want to support a company that supports you? That's Pure Talk. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Switch to the cell phone company that I use every day that I trust, Pure Talk.
They're here to shed light on the truth every day. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You'll look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Second hour of Clay and Buck starts right now. Thanks for being with us. Tudor Dixon now joins us. She ran against Gretchen Whitmer for governor in Michigan in the last election cycle and is the host of the Tudor Dixon podcast, which you can listen to on the Clay and Buck Network. And she is getting more and more listeners and subscribers with each week that she is putting out these episodes. Tudor, appreciate you being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start with how, you know, Michigan, well, it's a border state with Canada, but it's a border state in the broader sense insofar as the illegal immigrant issue or newcomers. Have you seen this? We're supposed to say they're just newcomers now. The illegal immigrant issue is having its effect even up in your home state. Recently, we had an illegal immigrant who allegedly killed a Michigan woman in a carjacking gone wrong. That's what the New York Post is reporting on. What is the illegal immigrant situation like in your state, and how, what kind of numbers and data do we have about their, the role that they play in crimes in the state of Michigan?
You know, we don't have a lot of information because Gretchen Whitmer has done a good job of covering up what's actually going on. But yes, this did just happen. So another young woman, Ruby Garcia, we just lost her. I think she was 21 years old. And we don't actually even know if it was a carjacking. Some of the events around what happened that day are sort of mysterious. It was on our U.S. Highway 131, and she was actually left on the highway. After she was shot, she was left on the highway. I mean, it was a gruesome situation, devastating for the family. But I think the most, I think the thing we need to talk about most is that when the family was interviewed, they said, you have no idea the number of lives that are affected by the fact that she's gone. And I think that's the thing that we have to remember in every one of these crimes. It's not that you lost a life. It's that you've altered hundreds of lives. So many people are hurt by every one of these senseless murders that happen because people like Joe Biden allow the border to be open. People like Governor Whitmer entice people to come to the state of Michigan. And I say that because she's put out this new policy where she is asking people in Michigan to take illegal immigrants into their home. And it's a new rent system that goes through the government in Michigan, where the government will now pay you $500 a month for up to 12 months to take somebody into your house. There are no rules here. You don't even know the history of this person. You know nothing. You don't know the history of the person who's taking the people in. You don't know the history of the people who are coming there. I mean, the whole thing is like such a disaster. Are we going to hurt these people that are coming in? Are they going to hurt people in the state of Michigan? Yeah, it's just unreasonable.
It is pretty wild. And I want to reiterate what you just said. In the state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, my understanding, is willing to pay $500 a month, $6,000 a year, for people to take illegal immigrants into their homes and house them. That's taxpayer money. What percentage, you just ran for governor in Michigan. Tudor, what percentage of Michiganders do you think agree with that policy? A quarter? Lower? I mean, I can't imagine that there are very many people, say nothing of who would actually do it. But who would even want their tax dollars being used to support a program like this, which, by the way, encourages more illegal immigration because it gives illegal immigrants more free stuff?
Sure. Well, I think there are a lot of wealthy elites on the Democrat side in Michigan who are like, oh, Buffy, what a lovely concept. Someone will take these people into their home and pay for them. So yeah, I think there are a lot of those people.
Sorry to cut you off. There are not very many people, I bet, in Bloomfield Hills or Birmingham, Michigan, areas that I know pretty well in Oakland County because my wife is from there. that are going to take illegal immigrants into their homes, right? Like, nobody, I don't even know who would do this,
but
period,
sure,
but like
there
even
are a
leftists.
Bunch of peasants who need the money. I mean, honestly, there are a bunch of these Democrats who are like, oh, someone else can now shoulder this. And look how lucky, we're going to give them money to do it. And the sad reality here is Michigan is a state where people are in dire straits. I drove from Muskegon, Michigan to Hillsdale, Michigan, and the towns you go through are just destroyed. People with broken windows who have tarps over their windows. The houses are broken down. The towns have just three storefronts for four blocks. There are, the rest of them are all tarped over. People have moved out. People are desperate for money. She is preying on people who absolutely would do anything to get $500 a month because they're in such poor shape right now. So those are the people who will say, yes, we will take someone in. We don't know who this person is. There are those people, but then how many bad people are like, look, I could take advantage of this. I could get somebody in my house. I could force them to do what I want. I could force
them to
clean my house.
It's a recipe for disaster.
I could force them to do worse. It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. I can't imagine a state saying, you know what, throw away all the rules. I mean, even landlords have rules. Even hotels, you monitor a hotel. How would you ever monitor how these people are being treated inside of the personal home of someone who is getting paid to take them in? It is a crazy concept.
What are the, we're speaking to our friend Tudor Dixon. Subscribe to the Clay and Buck podcast feed, and you can listen to the Tudor Dixon show, which is fabulous, and it is there. Tudor, are Michiganders, now I know there's a lot of Democrats, I know Detroit, big center of political gravity there, along with some other cities, but are they starting to turn against Whitmer when it comes to the numbers? Are they seeing, I'm just going to say it, we're still outraged over the whole COVID thing that she got away with it all. We are still very bothered by that. But just in terms of this program you're talking about, the way she's running the state, the way that she's affecting the economy and the freedoms of Michiganders, are they getting the message in time for this election, or are you still worried?
They're not getting the message when it comes to Gretchen Whitmer, I will say. I think that she has done a good job of making herself this playful, fun governor that people are like, oh, but she's like one of the gals that will go out and have a beer with you at the end of the day. I mean, so much so that when poor Ruby Garcia lost her life, she's posting about beer. I mean, that's what she's posting about over the safety of the people of Michigan. It's just constant. Look the other way. Bright, shiny thing. Let's have fun. Let's put Barbie on the Capitol steps. And so she has kind of this playful attitude here, and people like that. I don't think that they think she's qualified to move on from that. I know that she tanked at the gridiron dinner. I think beyond Michigan, she's not adorable. She's not fun. But Joe Biden does not have that impression here. People are very frustrated with his policies. They're very frustrated with what has happened with people in the state. When I talk about being poor, they think that the economic issues are just crushing people in the state of Michigan. This new situation, I think it'll be interesting to see how this new policy she's put out there will play, because I think it's the worst possible thing in the midst of a border crisis. We know that's the number one issue out there, and yet she's playing on the other side of that issue. I think that's incredibly dangerous for her because she does have a pretty good approval rating. I think this is the moment where that could tank. You'll notice that he was just here at a golf course a week ago, and she didn't go. Again, she was out making beer. That's her thing. So she was making beer in Kalamazoo. He's in Saginaw, Michigan. She doesn't even mention that he's here. She's posting videos of herself making beer, just one of the gals at the bar, and says nothing about Joe Biden. She's the co-chair, one of the co-chairs of his campaign. She doesn't even say hello to him when he's in her own state.
Tudor, what do you think about the Arab and Israeli voter issue in Michigan? Because it seems clear that the Biden White House is just terrified of figuring out how to manage this, because they're losing a lot of support of Arab voters. There's this huge population in Dearborn area, as you know, that tends to vote Democrat. And then the Jewish vote has tended to go Democrat in Michigan as well. Are you of the opinion that Biden is in trouble, given how close Michigan is, with trying to figure out how to handle that duo, given that they're basically completely contradictory, yet two staples of his coalition?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big deal. They know it's a big deal here in the state of Michigan. It goes beyond just those communities, though, because they have infiltrated the college campuses with this radical notion that Israel is so bad. And so a lot of that uncommitted vote, you'll notice, came from Michigan State. It came from the University of Michigan. Those are two big voting blocks for them. So they could say, okay, we're going to be okay without Dearborn, without Hamtramck. We'll move on from those communities. We'll try to get our standard Democrats out. But now the young people are turning against them because they're like, wait a minute. You told us this was bad. We want these people are being oppressed. You know, oppressors are bad. Occupiers are bad. Okay. So now we're against you, Joe Biden. It's a mess for him. You've got Chuck Schumer coming out and saying he wants to get rid of Netanyahu. They need to have a new election. And you see Democrats are going, wait a minute. You don't actually get involved in someone else's election. Even Democrats are saying, whoa, this is crazy. It's desperation because they see that they are potentially going to lose Michigan. And Michigan oftentimes dictates how the presidential election will go. They were shocked when they lost Michigan in 2016. They vowed to never do it again. They took the Colorado playbook and they brought it to Michigan. They've infiltrated Michigan with all these outside groups. They've done this in several of the legislative districts. They flipped them blue. They think that's permanent. It's very fresh. It just happened in 22. They could potentially lose Michigan. And then their whole playbook kind of gets thrown out the window and they don't exactly know how to handle it because they've turned the people so against any type of rule that they've now turned against Biden himself, which I think is kind of beautiful, but it's also hard to come back from because we have to talk to people about what America really is and why you should be happy to live here.
Tudor, they ran against you 2022 abortion. Is that issue now basically resolved in Michigan such that Biden's going to try to use it as a touchstone alongside of democracy as two of his big selling points? He's going to say Trump is evil. We all know that. But is abortion in your mind kind of a decided issue now in Michigan that's not going to motivate a lot of voters like maybe it did in 22?
It is fully a decided issue because it's in the Constitution now, but no, they will continue to use it. Just yesterday, the Michigan Dems posted on X, oh, they went after abortion. The next thing they're going after is IVF. They're going after birth control. This is the Republican playbook. Now, Republicans then, of course, retweeted that and they were like, that's ridiculous. Okay, that's not enough because they're very skilled with the propaganda. They also go directly to these college campuses, to young women, to suburban moms, and they're like, they're going to take birth control. I mean, the minute people believe that Republicans want to take birth control away from them, just that's it. It's over. They've figured out that this is a fantastic message for them. They can run on that and it will overshadow crime. It will overshadow economy. It will overshadow the border because at the end of the day, it's very personal and it's 50% of your population. And then you've got the men who are going to come alongside those women and say, wait a minute. You're not going to affect my wife or my girlfriend or my daughter's ability to get birth control or to have IVF or to create a family or decide not to create a family. And so that message is incredibly powerful. We allowed them to go after us in 22. And I say that because you talked when we got on about her COVID policies. We were not strategic enough about getting out who she really is. We did not have the ability to go out over YouTube and all these different apps and advertise directly to the people like she did, or at least we weren't smart enough at that time to do that. We cannot allow that to happen again. We've got to show them who the Democrats are, and we've got to tell them what they're saying about us is not true. We're not doing that.
Tudor Dixon, everybody. Tudor, appreciate you being with us.
Hey, thank you so much.
Few actions are more valiant than defending someone who can't defend themselves, such as the work of those at the Preborn Network of Clinics. Every day, all day, the team of people working at Preborn do their best to save the lives of unborn children. They accomplish that by welcoming pregnant mothers deciding on the fate of their unborn baby and offering them support, resources, and a free ultrasound experience. By introducing a mother to her child on an ultrasound, a baby's chance at life doubles. Over the past two decades, Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies' lives. Every day, their clinics rescue 200 babies. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift that could save babies in a big way, hundreds of babies, in just one day? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 would sponsor Preborn's entire network nationwide for 24 hours, and this would help to rescue about 200 tiny babies. It's tax-deductible. Donate now if you can. A leadership gift of $5,000 would help save hundreds of lives. But whatever you can spare is greatly appreciated and very much needed in this battle for life. To donate, dial #250, say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. Sponsored by Preborn.
The torch of truth, passed and still lit every day. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Okay, we talked about this some yesterday, but this has gone to just next levels of utter insanity. And I think we need to kind of contextualize how bonkers the culture of many of these news organizations has become. Buck, they pay Rachel Maddow $30 million a year now. MSNBC does. To do one show a week. She's on every Monday. She opened her show yesterday with a 27-minute rant about how unacceptable it was that Ronna McDaniel was being hired by NBC. And I want to give you a couple of these cuts, but here is Maddow saying Ronna McDaniel on the payroll is inexplicable. Listen.
Ronna McDaniel will not appear on MSNBC. So says our boss since Saturday, and it has never been anything other than clear. And I will also say, you know, if you care what I think about this, I will tell you the fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man, like a mobster, to work at a DA's office, right? you wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision.
All right, this is an awful analogy, first of all, because one of the primary ways that people who work in communications for the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, when they leave politics, is they go straight to media, just like Jen Psaki just did. But even her analogy there, you wouldn't hire someone as a lawyer who DAs go and become defense attorneys all the time. That is one of the primary ways that defense attorneys make their become skilled enough is they learn what the prosecutor does, and then they're able to defend better because they know the other side's playbook. So this clutching of pearls that is going on over Ronna McDaniel is important. Because really what they're saying is they're fine with Republicans so long as they all hate Trump, which is what the arguments are.
Well, this is what they've been doing really for years. And, you know, CNN had a house cleaning even back in 2017 where they got rid of all the pro-Trump Republicans that they had on the air before because they were horrified at, in their minds, their role in helping to elevate Trump to the presidency by carrying his rallies. And as I've said many times, they thought it was all just like a carnival, like a sideshow where they get great ratings and the American people get a laugh as Hillary is, you know, measuring the drapes in the White House for a second time. And what happened is obviously we know what happened. 2016, Trump wins. The part of this though we haven't gotten into yet is there's reporting, and this is what's really amazing to me, that NBC News is thinking about withdrawing or, you know, canceling her contract already. That this kind of pressure publicly from hysterical, lunatic news anchors in their employ might result in them bailing on Ronna McDaniel, which is just why I say you cannot be, this is not overstatement, you cannot be a Republican and take yourself seriously and go work on air at NBC or CBS or CNN, MSNBC. You can't, because they won't have you. If they're willing to have you, it's because you're a punching bag, or as they used to call it. You ever heard the phrase clay pigeon about this? That's what they used to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Clay. Yeah. Okay. It's a little bit like a jobber in wrestling, right? Isn't that the guy that gets thrown around?
That's right.
Yeah. You're a clay pigeon. You're meant to get blown to smithereens on TV. and or your job is to be a fake Republican who says, I'm a Republican, and let me say, I'm just here to bash Donald Trump. Well, you know, the whole Republican Party is unifying behind Donald Trump right now. So if you're a Republican and all you're going to do is bash Trump and say you're going to vote for Democrats, I think there's some confusion about what party you belong to.
I also think there's a couple of other things that are at play here. One, the media power is collapsing. Can you think of anyone in traditional media at NBC, CBS, or ABC that is really trusted by the American public? I can't think of anyone. And you and I are old enough to remember the days when a Dan Rather or a Tom Brokaw or a Peter Jennings, what they said actually did carry a lot of weight, and they were at least pretending that they were playing it down the middle. Now, was that true? Okay, I think you can make arguments against it. And certainly this comes out of the Walter Cronkite era, but there was sort of this gatekeeper aspect to the media where there was trustworthiness here. Think about NBC doesn't have a single person on its airwaves that I'm aware of, Buck, that would say, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. I think he's the better choice than Biden.
Yeah, how can you be representative or speak to America in a way that you're supposed to connect when you don't have a single person in the broader news network ecosystem that you're operating who understands what half the country thinks? What was your first, have we talked about this? What was your first ever internship?
My first ever internship was on Capitol Hill, with the Nashville congressman at the time when I was at GW. I went and interned in that Nashville congressman's office.
Cause my first internship.
Yours is at CBS, right?
CBS. Okay. I have to. Yeah. CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Okay.
Yeah.
And people would say, oh, Buck, I thought you were a conservative in high school. Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, this was the gold standard, like CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. This is non-political. I was like a 17-year-old kid. I didn't know anything. Maybe I just turned 18 and I'm working there, and I just remembered even at that young age being just shocked at sitting in the meetings, how like rabidly partisan, cause they would, now I was a little intern. I was literally fetching tapes and coffee.
Yeah.
I never, you know, I always want to be very, I don't know, I was doing the most low level stuff, but they let me sit in, and I'm not an imbecile. You know, I was a pretty savvy kid, and I would hear them. I'm like, wow, they just all like hate Republicans. Is this how it was very obvious, very clear. And beyond that, I was amazed also, Dan Rather, not smart. Like not a wise, knowledgeable, well-read guy at all. Spent a lot of time in the makeup chair and a lot of time staring at himself as he read lines written by other people. And I was like, this guy's basically an actor.
Yeah.
And that was a really formative realization at a very young age. I was like, oh, so this is all a fraud, basically. This whole thing is a fraud.
And I do think it's important to remember that these are public airwaves. And I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but CBS, NBC, ABC, you have an obligation to try and represent the nation on your airwaves because these are publicly owned airwaves. And it's different than on MSNBC or Fox News or CNN, which are cable premium channels that we all pay for. You can still get ABC, CBS, and NBC if you go put you go put your antenna up, you can still pull these things out of the sky. And so I haven't heard, have you heard anybody talk about this? This is actually, I think, a really interesting angle to attack this. NBC arguably is actually obligated to hire someone like Ronna McDaniel because while MSNBC might only want to cover left-wing and propaganda for Democrats as a cable channel, NBC News has to ostensibly, under the equal time doctrine, not be producing a propaganda news broadcast. And so having someone like Ronna McDaniel is not only arguably good for business to have as many people that you're speaking to as possible, arguably it's required. And I haven't heard anybody make an argument about that as everybody is losing their minds on MSNBC. You can't, and in fact, I think we should play this because this is the real world that we're in right now.
Why don't we tease what this amazing clip is?
That's a good idea. We'll play what exactly they want to do. and what they're actually trying to do and why I believe that is so incredibly significant when we come back.
Yes, you just have to give us a minute. When it comes to finding a mortgage company you can trust, count on American Financing, a family-owned mortgage company that has been around for 25 years. Look, the first home I ever bought to live in, I used American Financing. That tells you something, right? They've been saving homeowners an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, lower than they've been in some time, and all it takes is a 10-minute call to their salary-based mortgage consultants to find out how much they can save you. Saving $854 a month can add up to $10,000 a year in savings. That's huge savings. Call today. They never charge any upfront fees, and you may even be able to delay two mortgage payments. American Financing, their phone number, 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-777-8109 for details about credit costs and terms.
You don't know what you don't know, right? But you could on the Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Mr. President, you mentioned the cash you have instead of finding something like $500 million. You intended to put some of that into the campaign. Now that the bond's been reduced, Are you going to start putting money into your kid? Yeah. You haven't done that since 2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, I mean, frankly. But I might do that. I have the option.
Trump saying that maybe he's going to take some of the money that he's got since the bail has been, has been reduced from the huge sum. And now we've got Truth Social on the horizon. The IPO is real. The stock is trading. What happens in the legal side of things for the Trumpster? Let's talk to our friend Andy McCarthy of National Review and Fox News. Andy, great to have you. Just kind of give us your state of play, if you would, on what happens now? So he's got the money. What are the next steps, and what are the chances that he ends up getting out of this thing somehow?
Well, I think it's going to take a long time. I mean, the next steps really are the appeal. I mean, he's got 10 days to put together this bond, but I don't think that's going to be an issue for him. So that'll be kind of uneventful, I think, by the time it happens. But what that means is Tish James cannot do anything to enforce the judgment until the appeal is run. I suspect that he will get that Trump will get a significant reduction in the disgorgement fine on appeal, but that may take over a year. So I think this chapter, once he posts this bond, this chapter is done, other than you know, Democrats talking about that he's been found by a court to be a fraudulent businessman.
All right, so let's go to the Alvin Bragg case, Andy. And by the way, going to go ahead and say your Mets are dead before the first pitch is even thrown tomorrow. Sorry to have to take a shot at you, and sorry for everybody out of New York who's still a little bit optimistic.
It was bad enough opening day. It was getting rained out. Now you're raining on my parade.
I know. Well, there are so few days where Mets fans can be optimistic. I hate to take one away from you like this. April 15th, I think, right? Isn't it the new trial date where they're going to start with the jury selection?
Correct.
How long does this trial in your mind take? The second part of that is, We had you on when this happened a year ago, and we did a big breakdown on how unbelievably legally tenuous this entire theory is of Alvin Bragg. What are the odds that this thing even holds up, even after the trial verdict comes in as the appellate process plays itself out too? Kind of assess this case from your knowledge as a former U.S. attorney in New York.
So I think that they're estimating, Clay, that the case is going to take 4 to 6 weeks. I think that's kind of like the outer margin in my experience of where lawyers can accurately predict how long a case is going to take. Usually if it gets outside of 6 weeks, they're kind of telling you that they have no idea how long it's going to take. But let's take them at their word and figure they can get a jury reasonably quickly.
Cut you off. How long will you think it'll take to seat a jury?
I had a terrorism case years ago. It took us 3 weeks to seat a jury.
So. Yeah.
And, you know, Trump's a lot, this is a very different kind of case, but I mean, Trump in Manhattan, that's a tough place to get a fair jury. But assuming they can do that, let's say somewhere between 3 days and 2 weeks, right? And by the way, I should say they're going to sit 4 days a week and take off Wednesdays. So that's the schedule. So I think the thing is he's got a high chance of getting convicted here, even though it's a nonsense case. Because I think the things that make the case very weak may not be as apparent to the jury because it's a lot of legal argument. Like, for example, it goes to whether Bragg has authority to do what he's trying to do here, although he's not talking about it, which is to enforce federal campaign finance law under circumstances where the two federal agencies that actually have jurisdiction to do that looked at this and decided not to take any enforcement action against Trump. So you got Bragg kind of making up his own federal campaign finance standards as he goes along. That's an argument to me that plays much better on appeal than it will in front of the jury. In front of the jury, you're going to get, you know, Stormy Daniels and hush money and Trump's bookkeeping and Michael Cohen. That's the case. And there's a lot of, legal arguments that ought to knock this out, like the statute of limitations. This really ought to just be a straight one transaction misdemeanor prosecution at best. If it were, the statute of limitations would have run in 2019 because it's only a 2-year statute. He's trying to make it a felony by saying that Trump was trying to conceal a campaign finance violation, even though he doesn't have jurisdiction to do that. And instead of trying it as one felony, like any normal prosecutor would do if you were going to do that kind of thing, he's made it 34 felonies by taking every invoice, every check that was cut, and every bookkeeping entry as a separate 4-year felony, which is the Justice Department specifically tells prosecutors not to do. So there's a lot wrong with this case.
Andy, what do you think happens, assuming that you're seeing this the way that it plays out? What happens if they get a guilty verdict in New York? I mean, you know, then we start to get to this really crazy place of, okay, they got a guilty verdict, it's a felony, and then what?
Well, you know, it's a good question because I think I've always thought that this was such a BS case that I didn't know how much it really hurt him to get convicted here. And what's happened in the interim, Buck, is that New York seems like it's gamed against Trump. So I think it may be even less persuasive to people if he gets convicted here.
But I mean in the punishment phase, Andy, not the politics of it. Like, what's the punishment?
Look, it's every count is 4 years, so statutorily it's over a century, right? But it's a nonviolent crime.
That's completely insane.
It's nuts. But it's, in New York, you got violent crime that doesn't get prosecuted or gets fled down to felonies and serious criminals walking the streets. Hard to believe that I have a voice in the back of my head saying, did you believe that a judge would impose a, $454 million judgment in a case with no fraud?
Well, Andy, this is my point. I know where you're going. It feels like nothing can be hard to believe anymore about this process.
Yeah. No, it's fair. It's fair enough. I mean, this should be, no one should do, no one, not just Trump, no one should do an hour in prison for this case. And that's the way it should go. And if you took Trump's name out of it and you just said somebody gets convicted of a falsification of business records crime in New York of all places, where you can't even get people who do slashings on the subway convicted half the time, then, he should get it. Should be it's a nonviolent misdemeanor type crime, first offender. You know, that should be no. That shouldn't even be prosecuted in New York, but it certainly should be no jail time.
So it should be like a community service thing, basically, like pay a $500 fine and community service.
Right. Yeah. Okay, the other cases.
It wouldn't even be prosecuted for anyone else.
For the other cases, so let's say they get this case done, they get some sort of verdict in it. Given what's going on with the Supreme Court.
Do you want to keep Andy and go to other cases?
Andy, can you do a couple more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Your Mets aren't on right now, are
they? Yeah,
yeah. So we can keep them. We'll keep Andy McCarthy here from National Review and Fox for a little more. Let's get into the other cases, dive into them. You know, some family members self-appoint themselves as the family historian. Certainly the case in my family, Dad was really our family videographer. He was videotaping birthdays and Halloween parties and all that good stuff. But, you know, we couldn't watch it anymore because who has a VCR these days? Basically nobody. And you've got all these VHS tapes. Well, guess what my family did? We went with Legacy Box. We had it digitally transferred from that old media to new digital media. And Legacy Box is the company that does this for you better than anybody else. You can trust them. I trust them. So does Clay. We gave them our cherished family memories to digitize, and now we can enjoy them, text each other, email them, post them on Facebook, you name it. They've got a $9 per tape sale right now, by the way. That's 65% off their normal pricing. Normally, it's about $30 per tape. Legacy Box transfers every videotape by hand. And the best part is when you get these digital files back, and then you can watch, enjoy, and share them, and really relive so many of those great memories. More than 1.5 million families have relied on Legacy Box and trusted them with their memories. You can do the same. Go online to legacybox.com/buck for $9 per tape. That's legacybox.com/BUCK.
Keep up with Clay and Buck's campaign coverage with 24, a Sunday highlight reel from the week. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.